Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
Definitely your voice in the morning on 47913. Welcome to it. Assalamu alaikum. And I am so happy to be in your company as well. From 7146. Absolutely love your comments as well. And we hope that we're going to entertain you during the course of the morning, inshallah. And as you know it, we get straight into it. So members of the building subcontracting fraternity in the Western Cape plan to march to Parliament in protest against the Building Industry Bargaining Council. They are referred to as the BIBC. This amid frustrations against the BIBC enforced regulations on small companies who are being forced to comply with paying huge levies on a monthly basis or face the consequences of being blacklisted and not issued with tenders. I'm joined online by Ronel Sheehan, the Secretary and Administrator at Building Industry Bargaining Council. Sheehan, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us, Ronel. I really appreciate your time this morning on Breakfast 91.3 FM. You know, what is the current situation like? You know, was there any outcomes of meetings or anything of the sort that you'd like to share with us this morning?
Good morning, Ghulam. Salaam alaikum and shukran for inviting me. Yes, unfortunately, the subcontractors are not understanding that it's not levies that they are paying to the BIBC. Most of the money is paid over to the BIBC in terms of pension fund and then also leave pay and bonuses for the employees. So when they talk about high levies and fees, they really need to actually look at what they are paying to us. What we try to explain to them is that we cannot negotiate away other people's rights in terms of the current law. They also started this association, and we are hoping that, they are successful in that so that they can join us and negotiate around the table.
And so the Building Society of the Subcontractors also claimed that they were offered a seat on your board, on the BIBC board. Is this true? Can you explain this to us as well?
In terms of our constitution and the labour law, we can't simply offer them a seat. They need to register at the Department of Labour as an employer organisation and then prove that they represent at least 1,000 employees. Only thereafter can they join us at board level. And in addition to that, they need to register as an employer body.
And also, what action will be taken against the subcontractors joining the Building Society of the Subcontractors?
Obviously, we can't take any action against anybody for starting their own association. That's completely against the constitution of this country. So anybody is free to start an employer body or a trade union for that matter.
And also, just before I let you go, Ronel, what would you advise? What is the best way forward?
The best way forward would be for each of those individual contractors to come and sit with us and let us look at the past transgressions and try and figure out a way how we can assist them with those transgressions. Just bearing in mind once again that these things go around employee benefits. For instance, I know they've said that we're not paying out money. In December last year, we paid out 245 million to 48,000 employees in the industry. In terms of the pension and provident fund, we paid 273 million rand to the industry employees. And then the last thing, they also complain about the minimum wage being too high. Now currently, the minimum wage is 4,928 rand, just under 5,000 rand. TradingEconomics.com puts a living wage for South Africans at 6,500. So I think you can agree that that's not a huge minimum wage for these employees to be earning.
I just want to come to something before I let you go. They say that the regulations as stipulated by the BIBC indicate that both the contractor and the client may be liable for penalties or even face prosecution should the contractor not be compliant. But those in the subcontracting industry claim their workers are not seeing the full extent of these employee benefits.
Yes, that's Yes, what they're not taking into account is that around about half of what's paid to the BIBC goes to the employee's pension fund. So in December, they don't get everything back that they've been paid over. It's sitting at Sanlam as pension fund.
Okay. And then one of the messages that came through, I'm not sure... I'm going to ask it anyway, since it comes through from one of our listeners from 6146. It says, if you're registered with the BIBC, can you work in any area?
Yes, of course. There's nothing restricting anybody. It's simply minimum wages and minimum employee benefits.
Okay, great stuff. I'm going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Ronel Sheehan, the Secretary and Administrator at the Building Industry Bargaining Council. Thank you so much for your time. Breakfast on 91.3 FM, 12 minutes to the hour of 7 o'clock. On the other side of the commercial news, we'll be touching base with Bevan Lucas. He is the chairperson for the Woodstock Residents Association, and it's going to be quite an interesting interview. It's going to take us till about the news on top of the hour. Some of the WhatsApps and SMSs that came through, I've read your message out to Ronel. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, my brother Jekan. Yel Vic in one fridge krap so lang jy nie drink of direct any milk drink. Nie sabir ek. Yeah, that comes from 4506. Yeah, sabir is back tomorrow, inshallah. So yeah, moet jy nie vir jy, moet nie net so jy die melk kaartje nie drink. Moet jy daar drink. Anyway, 11 minutes to the hour of 7 o'clock. Breakfast 91.3 FM. Welcome to it. Remember, you're welcome to chat to me on 072-238-0712 or 47913.
Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.